Hi, friends. Welcome to the second edition of Two Truths and a Lie. I just felt like telling more fun stories and, you know, thought of a few that might work. Today, we're doing Tinder stories. I've been pretty lucky in life in that I haven't really had a negative Tinder experience, or at least not one that was like in real life. I've had some, of course, negative messages, but nothing, no bad dates so far. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever superstitious nonsense you want to do. That was very rude. Anyways. So, in case everybody didn't guess it, the lie was the second one, as in the makeout story. I did actually ask him to work on a dating sim with me. That was true, but I did not invite him over or ever actually execute the plan that was in my brain. But that plan was an actual thing teenage me came up with, and I do actually hate that part of myself. Because, you know, I don't understand how I thought that was a good idea. I had to go elaborate. There's also a whole story about the one time I skipped school. Yeah, the one time. But that's not nearly as fun. So I'll save that for another day. So, we're talking Tinder stories today. And first up, we're gonna talk about... Now, I'm pretty sure these are in chronological order, but I might be wrong because I'm bad at ordering events. But that's fine. So first up, for this date, I do, in fact, remember what I was wearing because, in my opinion, quality outfit. I was wearing the closest thing I've worn to a bra all year. Which is this, strappy bralette that I have, and, it is a bralette, I know, crazy, see-through, wow, so fun, and strappy, whoa. I don't know why I had to use descriptions I've already used, but, you know what, English is my first and only language. but anyways, so strappy bralette has a lovely little crisscross over the cleavage. I was also wearing a tank top over it that showed off the little strappy detail and says, pretty good at bad decisions. Which is just, I love it. I saw it at the store, it was on clearance, and I just had to have it even though it was two sizes too big. So... yeah. That is how I ended up with that shirt. And if that doesn't just hammer home the pretty good at bad decisions, then I don't know what does. Buying a shirt that's not your size just because it kind of goes with your lifestyle. Yeah. Anyways. So this is my lovely outfit. And also, of course, jeans. I was wearing pants. Those are important, I guess. So anyways. We are... So he picked me up and we went and got some ice cream. And we talked while eating ice cream because it's kind of... what you do on a first date. You know, we got to know each other a bit more, and Then once the ice cream was done, we made out, which was more fun. Not that I don't like talking, but like, who doesn't like making out? It's a lie. I know at least like 3 people off the top of my head who don't, but that's not the point. The point was we were making out, having a good time. I will say, pretty good kisser. Though once again, no real complaints from my Tinder experiences. But anyways, not the point of the story. So, we're making out, and we... Oh, did I mention we were just in his car? Yeah, we're eating ice cream in his car, and now we're making out in his car in the parking lot right in front of the Cold Stone. So at this point, we're like, Actually, I think I invited him back to my place because I was like, hi, I want to fuck. And he actually said no, which I was low-key offended, but only low-key. But anyways, so we continue making out. And so brain is working so good today. So we're making out and we decide to move, or he decides we're gonna move the car because once again, kind of a busy parking, like not, it wasn't like busy parking lot, but there was at least one guy who kept walking back and forth to his car like 4 times. And I don't know why he was walking back and forth from the store to his car so many times, because it wasn't, it, not the fucking point of the story. Okay. Point was, we moved to a like much quieter stretch of road by a lake. There were still occasional cars passing by, but it wasn't like busy. But then we got busy. sorry, I just wanted to make that joke. I mean, it's not completely inaccurate. So then we kept making out. If you've listened to any of my rambles, you know I moan a lot. And that is also true while making out. I'm not good at being quiet. Ever. And so, at one point, he pulls back and says, I don't want to fuck tonight. And at this point, I'm like, yes, okay, you had said this. We're on the same page. And he's like, but I wouldn't mind pleasuring you. And I was like, yeah, okay. Why would I say no to that? Sounds like a good offer to me. we then moved to the back seat. My tits did come out while we were in the front seat, but then they went back in, and then we were in the back seat making out and then came back out, because what fun is it if the titties aren't out to play? anyways, so we were making out more, playing with the tits and all that good stuff, and I take off my pants and he started fingering me, and I ended up coming 4 times that particular night. I come pretty easily, because he was just playing with my clit for the first 2, and then, yeah. But anyways, I did find out later that apparently somebody my mother knows saw us by that lake, because I did not mention the fact that we went to the lake to my mother, but she somehow knew that the next day, which was fun and terrifying. So you know you live in a small town. Anyways, on to story number two. So I gotta readjust. Been telling stories for a whole, like, I mean, only 10 minutes this time, but it's actually been like 45 minutes for me because I suck at not deleting takes. But anyways, so on to story number two. So for this one, it was not a first date, but it was with a different guy than the last story. sorry. I was thinking over the chronological order of events in my head. I don't know why, because it doesn't matter now. But yeah, that's what your brain does sometimes. Okay, anyways. How many times can I say anyways in this audio? Take a drink every time I do. No, you'll be more drunk than I was last night. I took a shower drunk. That was not a good plan, but I did it. And I shaved my pussy drunk, which was impressive because it's actually a pretty good job, but not a good plan. Don't do it. Don't do a me. Not the point of this story. Okay. So, we were... So this was a second date, technically, I think. He had had a rough day, and so I think the exact wording of my message was something like, well, if you want to stop by my house on the way home and use my mouth, you're more than welcome to. And he didn't turn down that offer, surprisingly. No, crazy. So he came, I think he actually had one more class, but then he came over a little while afterwards, and we had agreed via text message, of course, that I would be completely naked aside from, or that I would be in my panties when he got there. And I decided, you know, it'd be more fun. Put a vibrator in my pussy. So that was also a thing. And then I had a cute little pair of pink panties on. My current favorite ones that I own, soon to be replaced by all the new ones I'm getting. I'm so excited. Not the point of this story. Also drink every time I say that. Woo, let's make this a drinking game. Let's get you all drunk. Anyway, so he came over, and I have a door that goes straight to the outside from my room, which was very convenient because at this point I realized I have to open the door. Because second date. First of all, I had to make sure he knew how to get to my door because it's like on the side of the house. So I poked my head out and was like awkwardly leaning. Luckily he's a smart cookie and figured it out, no problem. And then I plop down on the bed, which is conveniently placed near the door. And I'm trying to remember exactly how it happened, sorry. And so he ended up joining me on the bed and we were making out for a little while. And I need more water. So we made out for a little bit and I started stroking his cock through his pants. But very quickly I was tired of through the pants because let's be real, that's not that fun. I don't remember if I went straight into the boxers or if I was over the boxers for a little bit, but yeah, they didn't last long. So I'm bad at telling these kind of stories. All right. So God, I'm just bad at life. Okay. So. That's right. Probably important to the story. He likes feet. I have feet. Fun fact. I know. Crazy. And in fact, I got cute feet. I know, it's hard to imagine. I'm so cute already. got a lot of good features. What can I say? So, it's only important because I did not realize how much he liked my feet at this point. And so I was playing with him with my feet, and he came pretty quickly, which, like, personally, I always take that as a accomplishment, because, like, I did it. I made you come. But that's me. he came, like, on my feet. And it was pretty fun. I enjoy watching my partner come a lot. And so I, of course, helped clean him up. And then we snuggled for a little bit. And I don't remember what we were talking about, but somehow the conversation turned back to dicks, because what else do you talk about after sex, obviously? And so that led to me playing with his dick again, because he's a grower, and I mean, it's not like a preference, but growers are cool. Like, it's just fun to watch it go from small to big. It's like a magic show. I'm a child. I'm not. I'm 22. I can drink alcohol. I just
you know, there's been all those crazy age bands.
not the point. I was playing with his cock and he grew. Big surprise, I know. And so then I started sucking him off since I didn't really get much of a chance before. It was mostly my feet. And, like, my feet are clean, so I don't really care. and so I was sucking his cock. And I think I sucked his balls, too. Not that that's, like, that different, but it was the first time I had sucked balls. The person I dated before was not into that, so. it was my first time. Stoner problems. I had dry mouth, so I pulled off, and speaking of, so I pulled off and was just stroking him until he came a second time. I was also, of course, talking dirty because I attempt it from time to time. he also has a bit of a daddy kink, so that was, let's see if I remember exactly what I said, but I think it was something along the lines of, like, don't you want to come for me, daddy? Or something like that. and, you know, it worked. And he came again. And watching him come a second time, honestly, almost made me come. Just from watching it. The toy was not on, I should say. It was just in. And just watching him come a second time was almost enough for me. but anyways, that's important for the rest of the story. So, he is getting ready to leave at this point. We're fast forwarding a little bit, but he's getting ready to leave, and I am, I think I'm just unabashedly playing with myself at this point, just because I thought it'd be fun, and, or no, I wasn't at this time, I was just laying on my stomach, waving my feet back and forth. You know, like you do. And apparently that was distracting. So he grabbed my foot and started touching his cock with it. And like I mentioned, I was real worked up at this point. And watching him get hard again from something that simple and, like, watching him stroke himself on me, it was just, I was real horny, so I ended up playing with myself and, like, turned on the toy, and I got off as he got off on my foot. So that was
fun conclusion to that day. Made him come three times. Personal record. And this one's gonna be longer than the last one. All right. Because we haven't even started story number three and we're already at 25 minutes, I think, if I can math correctly. I remembered I can look at the bottom corner and it tells me. Okay. So this third story, and the most recent, was actually with a girl. Oh my God. I know. Scandalous. So once again, we met on Tinder and, this was my second date with a girl off of Tinder. Not like, it's my second date with a girl, actually, just period. Not with this particular girl, but just with a girl. So, I was nervous. And we went to a coffee shop. But we were, like, chatting and getting along. And things were going really well. And, like, we were really getting along. And, this particular coffee shop has, just, like, a single occupancy bathroom. And it's always quite loud. So I suggested that we go make out in the bathroom. Wasn't something I had ever done, so I was like, hey, you want to be stereotypical lesbians? And she was like, yeah, sure. Unfortunately, in this particular bathroom, there was not much by way of, like, surfaces. Because it was like, there's like one of those, like, mounted sinks on the wall. And then the toilet. And then, like, a big empty room. It's like a surprisingly large bathroom, but, like, there's no furniture. Oh, and then there's also one of those, like, changing tables, but, like, I don't trust one of those to hold an adult human. So, we were standing the whole time because we, no. But, we were, making out. Yeah, I know. Big surprise. I do that a lot. And, I, as for previously mentioned, was nervous. Because, this was my first, like, real makeout with a girl that I was, like, actually interested in. Like, sexually. So I was, like, freaking out in my little tiny brain. And, I was, you know, just making out at this point. My brain could not focus on anything more. And, but she was, so she started, touching me over my, oh, I forgot to mention what I was wearing. How rude. I was wearing a lovely dress. it's actually a really fun one. It has buttons all up the front, but that's not really important to this particular story. I mean, it comes into play later, but anyways, so she was playing with me over my panties, but under my skirt, because hi, that's why you wear a skirt. And so basically at this point, she starts touching me and my brain goes, oh, hi, I should also touch you. Yeah, clearly brain was working. 10 out of 10 this day. And so I went to like touch her over, because she was wearing jeans, like over her jeans, and she grabbed my hand and like pulled it away, and she was like, no. We're just focusing on you right now. And I was like, I mean, okay, but okay. Once again, who am I to say no? Like, I wanted it, so. But anyways. So, we continue making out, and she's touching me over my panties, and, at this point, her other hand has found its way to the buttons on my dress. And she undoes the first few just so she can get to my tits. And then someone knocked on the door, which was really fun. And I had to not laugh, because that was my immediate reaction. And somehow had the wherewithal to say, just a minute! So, that was a good. And, I assumed that, you know, oh, someone's at the door. We'll just button back up and be on our way, hanging our heads like the little lesbians we are. but no. She decides it's a perfect idea to just rub my clit faster over my panties. And I think I mentioned earlier that it's pretty easy to make me come. So, yeah. And I think I also mentioned not the best at remaining quiet. So, there's a very high possibility someone heard me come in that coffee shop. But yeah, so that's that's three stories. hopefully you enjoyed.